Good day, dear friends. As I sit here in the quiet this morning, I've just looked through pictures of the devastation caused by the typhoon in the Philippines called Odette. And I was reminded of a time when my life was very, very challenging when I was 36 years old. And I actually saw where God was with me in that dark time. And seeing the pictures, I immediately began to see where sticks and tree trunks and poles had fallen. But the way they had fallen, it was in the shape of cross, different crosses. And I actually saw the beauty in the devastation, the divinity in the devastation. And I was reminded of the scripture in Matthew where after Jesus was risen, he appeared to his disciples. And in their midst, he told them that he would be with them even to the end of the age. And, you know, just for me, it's a constant reminder that he is with me in all of my struggles. He is with me. And I just wanted to encourage you that he is with you. Whatever you're going through, whatever lies ahead of you or behind you, he is with you. And I also looked up the definition of Odette, which is the name of the typhoon. And it says wealth. And I thought, wow, even in our darkest hours, he is with us. His wealth, his immense love for us is with us. And I just pray, I want to pray for us in this new year. Lord God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the reminder that you are with us, even to the end of the age. Even in all of our challenges and our struggles, you are with us. You are there. Help us, Lord, to look for you in those struggles, to find where you are in our challenges. Thank you that you are with us, that you will not turn away from us, that you will guide and direct us and love us through it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.